What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour, the Friday edition. And what do we do each and every Friday, even though I'm on beautiful Anna Maria Island on the Gulf Coast of Florida? We talk back to Des Moines and see what's going on in the metro with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, brother?
Not as good as you, it sounds like.
Oh, well, you know, it's, I understand it's really supposed to be warm, hot up there this weekend.
Yes. Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be a hot one. Scorcher.
Scorcher.
Everyone's going to Taylorville, I guess. We don't even need this list.
Stay inside in the AC, right?
Or lay sod.
All right. Or lay sod. Oh, ouch.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, man. Come on. Lay inside? You know, that's like back when I was on a farm. You always made fence when it was the hottest day of the year. And I don't know what the deal is with that. And then in the wintertime, you always cut wood on the coldest day of the year. So yeah, forget it. Yeah, who knows? I don't know why we do this stuff. All right, Jeff Pitts from City View. What do we got going on this weekend, brother?
Are you ready for some football?
Football, yeah. Which kind?
Indoor football.
Oh, okay. Barnstormers
versus the Green Bay Blizzard at Wells Fargo Arena. You know, the Barnstormers are 8-2 this year, Michael.
Get out of here. See?
That's pretty good.
Eight and two. I have not been to a game, so they're winning.
Well, you might check them out. And they're playing Green Bay Blizzard again.
Ooh.
It's only 2-8. So, should be a win.
Let's hope.
Hopefully.
when is that, Jeff?
That's Friday. That's
tonight.
That's tonight.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. Also tonight, how are the old windpipes, Michael?
The windpipes? They were a little.
Your singing talent.
Oh, I was going to say they were a little frosty this morning at 5 o'clock as my bride got me up to watch the sunrise here on Anna Maria Island. But otherwise,
ooh.
I think we're sunrise, babe. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it's I thought this kind of sounded fun. Something called party karaoke.
Oh yeah. I've heard about this
at Woolies. You heard of this?
I have.
Yep. So it's karaoke, but a live band is playing behind you while you sing.
Nice.
The song list looks like at least 300 songs, ranging from the Beatles, Billy Joel, Tom Petty, Lady Gaga, Cage the Elephant, and your favorite, Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake, my fave. Yeah, he did the Super Bowl thing, you know. I watched the whole thing. It was pretty impressive, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah. So that's party, and you got a live band, so you can feel like the voice singer because you got a live band behind you. I think that's cool.
That's right. Yep. Also this weekend, 16th annual Celebration.
Oh?
Pay for airfare when you can travel to Asia for free at Celebration. Experience over a dozen Asian villages. You know about this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's downtown, isn't it?
Downtown, yep.
Yeah.
Authentication, food, educational activities, live cultural entertainment.
Right.
It's usually every Memorial Day or every Memorial weekend.
All right.
One of the most anticipated events in the city, it says.
Wow. Well, it is. I mean, a lot of people show up for that. And the organizations that put this on have really polished it over the past few years. And you know, the food is great, the entertainment is great, and it's going to be nice and hot. Don't take your dogs, by the way. Do not take your dogs downtown on the hot concrete.
Too hot, huh?
It's way too hot. Yeah, if it's going to be in the 90s and we got sunshine, forget about it. Don't take the dogs, please. Just a safety warning there.
Safety. All right. Back. Play ball. Iowa Cubs game are in town this weekend. They're playing the New Orleans Baby Cakes. You ever hear of them?
The Baby Cakes?
That's, the Baby Cakes.
Sounds a little weak.
Anyway, they'll be in town Saturday and Sunday.
Got it. All right.
Try and get a seat in the shit. Yeah.
2 days of baseball. Better good.
Right. It's that time again, Michael. Your favorite. Boone River Valley Festival concert.
No, man. Really?
This multi-day countywide celebration celebrates the unique natural landscape of Boone Country. Hiking, fishing, arts and crafts, and, of course, a variety of other activities with collaborations with the YMCA, Iowa State University, and the Iowa Arboretum.
The Arboretum. It's very relaxing to go to the Arboretum.
Have you been to an Arboretum lately?
I have, yeah. Come on. You know, I'm kind of the Arboretum king, man.
You live for Arboretum.
I do, yeah. How'd you know? No, that sounds like... So Boone County is having a festival.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, they've got the trains. They've also got music from John Michael Montgomery, who's been in the news.
Yeah.
Iowa's own Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys.
There you go. I remember John Michael Montgomery when John Michael Montgomery was a big star.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One of the first concerts that my son, he was just a little guy, went to with us was a John Michael Montgomery concert. And so he's still a country music fan, still to this day.
What else we have this weekend? Back. Play ball!
Again?
Wait, did we already do this
one? Yeah, we did that one.
No. This is historic baseball.
Oh.
At Living History Farms. They gear up in old school pre-1900 uniforms. They play with 1895 rules. No mitts. And get this. The batter gets to call the pitch.
Get out of here.
He asks for where he wants it placed.
Is that how we used to play ball? Really?
That is. Back before 1900, yeah, there was actually three sets of rules that were kind of played depending on where you were in the country. And, obviously the current set ended up winning out. But one of the popular kinds was you could ask the pitcher for, it was kind of a gentleman's game, where you wanted the ball.
Nice.
Where you liked it.
Wow. So that must...
And
go
no
ahead.
Cussing, no spitting allowed.
No spitting. Oh, wow.
That's right.
And you know, those uniforms, uniforms are a little warmish. I think they're made out of wool or something.
Yeah, they're made that's right.
Forget about it.
Which brings us to the next one. What's the best kind of ice cream, Michael?
Cold. I don't know.
Free?
Free ice cream?
Free ice cream.
Get out of here. Where?
Sunday. They're calling this Sunday at Colby Park from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be free ice cream, music, and games for the entire family. Put on by Walnut Creek Church.
Oh, there you go.
My church. Yep. Mission to the City they're doing this weekend. So it'll be a...
Nice.
Be a weekend-long thing. But the ice cream, 6 to 8 on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Next week, Monday at the Iowa Event Center is hosting its annual Memorial Day program, which remembers and honors all those who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. It'll feature Heidi Katzenbach, mother of fallen PFC Jacob Weikstra, as the keynote speaker.
And where's this?
This is at Iowa Event Center.
Got it.
That's a big deal, yeah. That should be good. Also next week, Tuesday... It's the Stone Temple Pilots at Seven Flags in Urbandale. The alternative grunge band that rose prominence in the 90s and is known for songs like Interstate Love Song, Vaseline, and Trippin' on a Hole in a Paper Heart. Wow.
You had me at Vaseline.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, of course. Yeah, get this. After firing their original vocalist, Scott Weiland, the band tapped Chester Bennington, formerly of Linkin Park, to take over. Oddly, Weiland passed away in 2015 due to a drug overdose. Bennington took his own life in July of 2017.
Jeez.
The band is currently on their third vocalist, two-time X Factor contestant Jeff Gutt.
And I hope he has life insurance.
I hope so. It's a happy show.
Yeah, this is not looking good for the lead singer, man. You know, three singers, two down.
Two down.
Yeah, that's not good.
We hope for the best.
Stone Temple Pilots. There you go.
That's right. All right, Thursday, fresh food, fresh air, fun times at the Farmer's Market and Music in Valley Junction, and it's free.
It is the best. One of the very best. Yeah, it's so cool.
Yep.
And
I prefer it to the others.
Yeah, well, you know, there's less people. It's just you got more shops.
Yep.
More. Yeah, it's just. I enjoy
it's in the evening.
Yeah.
It's a little cooler.
Yeah, and it begins the weekend because it's a Thursday.
Yep.
Because
right.
As you know. You have Monday off, right? Are you taking Monday off, by the way?
Taking Monday off, yes.
Are you really? Wow. I'm impressed. Good yep. for you. I am, yeah. With the broadcast, we're not doing it on Monday, so we're out on Monday.
Okay.
But that's a travel day, so we're flying back from Florida.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
So there you go, huh?
There you go.
So
yeah, that's it. That's the list. That's the...
That's it.
And, of course, all the lakes and beaches will be open. It's going to be hot. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it is. Hey, have you heard? Are there any, like, water warnings out there? You know, people said, hey, you can't go to the beach because we got algae or something. Nothing?
I haven't heard of any. Have you?
No, man. We get here on the island. You know, this is just...
How's the water down there?
Water is wonderful. I mean, you know, in 3 foot of water, you can still see the bottom clearly. It's just an amazing place. Yeah, yeah. You have to take your bride and your child, bring them down here, and spend some time.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, look it up, Anna Maria Island.
Any next Memorial Day.
There you go. We're trying
I
to.
Will.
We're not spreading the word too far, because you don't want everybody
right,
coming.
Right?
Yeah, shh. Not really.
Right.
Not really. The chamber wants us to spread the word as much as possible. All right. Thank you, Jeff Pitts.
Right. You betcha.
All right, appreciate it. All right, brother. You take care of yourself. Be well, and have a wonderful weekend and a great Memorial Day.
Amen. You too. And we'll see when you get back.
You betcha.
Don't forget the sunscreen.
You know what? Speaking of sunscreen, you're also supposed to put that on the top of your feet.
Really? Did you learn that the hard way?
I did, yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah. You're supposed to do that. So just always a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, remember the sunscreen on the top of your feet, especially when you're in a tropical climate. Ouch.
You should write a book.
Or just retire and forget all about this. Hey, thanks so much, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. We got to climb on out of here because that's the end of the Business News Hour for this week. Don't forget that we will be on AM, what am I doing? News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday at 2 o'clock with the Business News Hour Week in Review. For all of us that put this together each and every week, thanks so very much for listening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.